Please excuse the mess. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. The reason that the radio might sound the way it does, or will, or has not, or will have not, or will have may have been, or possibly willn't have may not be right now, it is the nature of live radio. This will be live. This is live. This has been. Is not. This doesn't exist. Except right now. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza is created live every week from Tuesday night, 6 to 7 p.m. From 6 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday night, here in this very time zone. Created only then. And then though ephemeral and non-existent beyond the moment, archived later on a webpage. It can be heard at counterfolk.com/last ever. But listen now, keep listening now, and possibly affect what it is that is being listened to, besides being listened to in your own way, also being sounded by yourself by calling 472-5667. It is entirely possible that if you call at some point during the show, other than the point that you're not calling, 472-5667, that you might be placed directly onto the airwaves. It is useful to just go ahead and contribute the sounds. There is no need for protocol. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
taught you cannot have it all until you are willing to give it all up. Yourself as a man of peace, you may have to give up the idea of yourself as a man who never goes to war. Decisions about what is right and wrong are being made by you, but based on your understanding. This is especially true on important matters. In fact, the more important the matter, the less likely are you to listen to your own experience.
The same is true in the most individual and the most personal relationships.
and the ready you seem to be to make someone else's ideas your own. This explains why you've given up virtually total control over certain areas of your life and certain questions that arise within the human experience.
Well, you're relentless, aren't you?
That's the problem with truth. The truth is relentless. It won't leave you alone. It keeps creeping up on you from every side, showing you what's really so. That can be annoying.
Okay. So I want to find the tools for a long-term relationship, and you say entering relationships purposefully is one of them.
Yes. Be sure you and your mate agree on purpose. Life may more than once call upon you to prove who you are by demonstrating an aspect of who you are not. So difficult to understand if you have lived a few years, though for the idealistically young it may seem the ultimate contradiction. These areas and questions very often include the subjects most vital to your soul, the nature of God.
Responsibility for anything that goes wrong. Play the blame game. It's always someone else's fault, or else it's just bad luck. You failed your algebra class, you obviously had a lousy teacher. The other kids passed, they were brown nosers. The cops gave you a ticket because you were driving recklessly. Hey, you had a lot on your plate that day, and you had a late night before. You lost your job because you didn't show up on time for a week. Wow, who can work those kind of hours anyway? Whatever it was, you didn't mean to do it wrong. Anyhow, it's a hassle to have to hear someone bitching at you.
I want you, Master.
Yes, Master.
You must protect me at all times. I want you, Master.
Yes, Master.
You must protect me at all times.
There are masters who have taught you cannot have it all until you are willing to give it all up. Thus, in order to have yourself as a man of peace, You may have to give up the idea of yourself as a man who never goes to war. History has called upon men for such decisions. The same is true in the most individual and the most personal relationships. And I might add, against every natural tendency I am supposed to have given you. Among these so-called natural tendencies is the tendency to sin. You are taught that you were born in sin, that you will die in sin, and that to sin is your nature.
function. writer points out, he couldn't be fooled as Beethoven was fooled by Napoleon, by enlightened despots, probably because he knew these men personally, firsthand, in a way that Beethoven never did. I mean, this just makes sense. How could anyone be grieving over the death of a child, panicked about money, ill and uncomfortable, and not have all of this somehow find its way into their creative work? Art and music as confessional, as a vehicle for profound personal self-expression, lay decades in the future.
And this program serves as your forum for confessional. Confessional line is 472-5667. Please share something. Tell us what you could not tell. Tell us, please. 472-5667.
Whoa. How'd you like to have her as your mother-in-law, huh?
That I stole just last night. I watch TV and I don't know why I stole, because I had a TV. I think the TV that I watch made me steal TV.
When the voters go to the polls to elect their new mayor, will it be honest Harold Hemp, local radio favorite, or his opponent and boss, Stanley Peabody, manager of the local radio station? Well, right now, honest Harold is nervously pacing up and down in the office of his campaign manager, Doc Yancey, the veterinarian.
Why did you think you needed to watch TV? What did you get from the TV? What has the TV given you? Please tell us. 472-5667. What have you received? Special gifts. Welcome baskets.
Mere day-to-day existence must have been difficult under the burden of such painful illnesses.
Mercy, I sometimes interrupt to inform you that you're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. But sometimes it can be a little risky to listen to a show that is happening while you're listening. There's a way to cheat. You can bypass that. You can listen to shows that have already happened on the webpage for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, which is located at Counterfolk. That's folk.com/last-ever. You can pick and choose and pretend that you're living in the moment. Pretend that you're right here with us or with others. You don't even have to listen at all. You might not want to. Perhaps that is exactly the time to listen to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Sometimes from Tuesdays from 6 to 7, and sometimes on the internet all the time, archives going back years and years. You can read about what is going to happen before it happens, and yet tell your friends that you're experiencing the present moment. And you can send email to ken@counterfolk.com and pretend that I received that during the show, when in fact I receive it after the show. The reactions that are felt are not experienced in this forum. You might want to do it anyway. Send reactions to ken@counterfolk.com. Why talk to me? Talk to everyone else. Bypass me, just call 472-5667 and just express to everyone anything. Anything.
I got to tell you that I think that your butt is so hot. I would like to touch it if you would let me. So, Adam, what do you think about that?
Oh, that's hardcore.
Hell yeah.
We got plenty of Western allies. We got. We can give you the list. Ally after ally after ally. Ally after ally after ally. We are coming.
Makes sense. How can anyone be grieving
why do it at all?
Nor does it mean
this one is a championship. Just tell yourself before you buy it.
It simply means to allow another to continually inflict damage may not be the most loving thing to do for yourself or the other. The nature of true morality, the question of ultimate reality, the issues of life and death surrounding war, medicine, abortion, euthanasia, the whole sum and substance of personal values, structures, judgments. These most of you have abrogated, assigned to others. You don't want to make your decisions about them. Someone else decide, I'll go along, you shout. Someone else just tell me what's right and wrong. This is why, by the way, human religions are so popular. It almost doesn't matter what the belief system is, as long as it's firm.
I had a
clear in its expectation of the follower. And
which was whether our show is
those characteristics you can find people
on television.
The strangest behavior in the can be, has been,
a chill wind is blowing in this nation. Message is being sent through the White House and its allies in talk radio and Clear Channel and Cooperstown. If you oppose this administration, there can and will be ramifications.
This should put to rest some pacifist theories that highest love requires no forceful response to what you consider evil. The discussion here turns esoteric once more, because no serious exploration of this statement can ignore the word evil and the value judgments it invites. In truth, there's nothing evil, only objective phenomena and experience. Yet your very purpose in life requires you to select from the growing collection of endless phenomena, scattered from which you are evil, or which you can look at on yourself.
When you call 472-5667, you're just on the air. You're just directly on the air. The way you'll know that you're on the air is you'll just feel it. You'll know. 472-5667. Soon put an end to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Myself every day. I torture myself about the way that I look, the way people perceive me, and I torture myself about what I said that day or what I didn't say. I torture myself about what I do or what I didn't do. Whether my life is worthwhile. Whether what I did today was worthwhile.
In advance for sending any reactions at all by email to ken@counterfolk.com. It's still not too late to call and participate. 472-5667. or right after the show has ended, you might call 472-5667 just to say something, anything at all. It's helpful to know what people feel. If you find that helpful, please listen to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Right here, every Tuesday night from 6 until 7 p.m. Or all the shows that you've missed, including soon enough tonight's show. You can hear it on the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. If you can't spell that, you can search on a search engine for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Three new shows have been added to that page just in the last week. Many shows to listen to, hours and hours and hours of them. Some of them you may have been part of. Some of them you might still yet be part of. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. All these materials that are being mixed live during the show, while you're listening, while I'm listening. Many materials you may not have heard before, many materials I have not heard before. Afterwards, when I've sorted it all out, I will find out what they are, what they have been. Although I don't know, the things that you called and you contributed during this show, I don't know what they were. The things that I do know, I put on the playlist, which is a webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. I'll put them there to say this is what it was. Thank you for contributing all those things, voluntarily and otherwise. Thanks for listening. Listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. counterfolk.com/last ever.